Blog Talk Radio.
Just to behold his face one day, to stand in the presence of the King, that's all I want him to do is to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant.
Take me to the King,
I
don't have much to bring, my heart is torn in
pain. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
My offering, take me to the King.
Truth is I'm tired, options are few, I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't face what's left to do. Truth is I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try. But still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. One touch will change my life. Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart's torn in pieces. It's my offering. Lay me at the throne. Leave me there alone to gaze upon your glory and sing to you this song. Take me to the King. Truth is it's time to stop playing these games. We need a word for the people's pain. So Lord, be right now. Let it fall like rain. Oh yeah, we're desperate. We're chasing after you. Oh, no rules, no religion. I made my decision to run to you, the healer that I need. Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart's torn in pieces. It's my own. Don't have much to bring. My heart's torn in pieces. It's my offering.
Take me to the King.
season's past. It's time to make a change.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, you better get excited, ladies and gentlemen, because we getting ready to start the Matters of the Heart broadcast with Apostle Susia Smallwood. She's coming up shortly, but you better get excited, Facebook. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. What a beautiful song. What a Dr. Smallwood's one of her favorite songs, ladies and gentlemen. Take Me to the King by Tamela Mann. We thank God for that awesome woman of God there singing that wonderful song. Let's give Sister Mann a wonderful, wonderful round of applause for that wonderful song. Yeah. Take Me to the King. Yes, yes. Amen. And just in case those don't know around the world, Jesus is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We give God all the praise, glory, and honor for his, who he is today. Jesus. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, some quick announcements here. Hey, Dr. Smallwood here on the network here on every Friday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on the network on Matters of the Heart broadcast. Hey, also, too, I want to give that number out. 347-843-4559 is the call-in number, where you can listen to the broadcast live or via the internet, or you can have a request prayer as we open up the lines later on for Apostle. If anybody's with us, we will open up that line for you, and you can request prayer or comment or question that you may have for Apostle today. So we thank you so much for your time. That number, 347-843-4559. Amen. Hey, just a little bit about Apostle today, ladies and gentlemen. She is a wife, a mother of three adult children and seven grandchildren. Praise God. She's an awesome grandmother, minister of the gospel, and a registered nurse and a mentor. She is saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost, and that's the reason why we're here today. Hallelujah for that. Yeah. Amen. Yes, yes. Apostle loves the Lord. No doubt about that. And Apostle Smallwood is also a media faith, ladies and gentlemen. She's on radio. She's also been on Eternal Life TV and has spoken all around the world, ladies and gentlemen. She currently oversees ministries in the state of Iowa in the USA and in Uganda, Africa, with many spiritual sons and daughters. God bless all of them right now as we speak over them today. He also serves as a minister, chaplain, mentor, and the people's resource for and listening ear. So if you need a listening ear or some wisdom from above there, Apostle Smallwood can help you out as well. She's a mental health life coach, ladies and gentlemen, a wellness coach, a motivational speaker, no doubt about that, empowerment speaker. She's also a wonderful, wonderful advocate and counselor for domestic violence and suicide prevention. And for some, for those around the world, I present to some and introduce to others, Apostle Dr. Cecilia Smallwood, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Matters of the Heart broadcast. God bless you, Apostle. God bless you.
Good morning, God bless you. Good morning to everyone out there. Good morning, God bless you all on today. And to Dr. Vaughn, let's give it up for Dr. Vaughn. We bless the Lord for this awesome man of God. Let's give it up for him this morning. Without him, I couldn't do this. Glory to God. I thank the Lord on today. I honor the Lord. I bless him. I bless God for this awesome man of God. I honor the Lord today, who is the head of my life. I bless God in the good, in the bad, in all that I go through. I give God glory. I give him the honor. God, there's nothing too hard for God. We all go through our moments. We all have our times. We all go through different things, but you got to remember that no matter what you go through, there's nothing too hard for God, because if God allowed it to come to you, he will take you through it. God, we bless the Lord today. Worthy to God. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come today, God, Lord, as humble as we know how, God. We repent of our sins, oh God, right now in the name of your Son, Jesus. We ask you, Lord, that you would forgive us of our sins, that you would cleanse us of all unrighteousness, Heavenly Father. God, create in us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit in us, oh God. Hide your word, oh God, in our heart, that we might not sin against you, oh God. But lead us in that straight and narrow path, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we just want to say thank you today, oh God, for another day, Lord, that you have kept us, Lord. Thank you today, God, for your Son, Jesus, and salvation, for being redeemed, oh God. We thank you, God. We bless your name, Father. We thank you, Jesus. Glory to God, we thank you. We say thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for dying for our sins. Thank you, Jesus, for doing something that no one else could do. Thank you for being that sacrificial lamb. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Lord God, praise your name, Lord. Thank you for going to the Father, even though you were crucified and you were buried, but you rose on the third day and ascended to the right hand of the Father. But you sent us a comforter back, the Holy Spirit. He keeps us. He leads and guides us into all truth. He's the revelator. He shows us what to do. He speaks to our heart. He speaks through us. With him comes power. Without the Holy Spirit, there is no power. You possess no power. The Holy Spirit was sent so that we would have power, so that when we carry out the work that God has assigned to us, that we would do it in all power, in his fullness, and with full authority, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We praise you, oh God. We thank you, Holy Spirit. There is on the inside of us richly in Jesus' name. Oh God, we pray over these lines, oh God. We pray for this Blog Talk Network, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for this way of communication, oh God, that we can get the word out, oh God. Lord, we thank you because you're the God. You control everything. The airways, Lord, the waterways, the highways, God, the byways, Lord. You control it all. It all belongs to you. So, Lord, we give you the glory, God. We give you the glory no matter what Satan does, oh God, how he uses the people, oh God, how they allow Satan to use them, God. Lord, we still give you the glory because we know that you could change it in an instant. We bless your name, God. We honor you today for your worthy. You're God. God, and in our worst days, when we feel like we can't get up, still can say, thank you, Jesus, Lord, I praise you. I thank you, Lord, because you're still good. I may be in the bed, but I'm not dead. So as long as I have breath, because the word says, let everything that have breath praise you, the Lord. So if you got breath in your body, even on your sick bed, you can give God a praise. So I thank God that when you send up nothing and you deposit nothing while you're able to, when you're down, you don't have nothing to make a withdrawal from. You better seek the Lord where he might be found. Seek him now while you're able. Seek him now while you're up and you're not sick. Seek him while you have health and strength. Seek him like never before. Chase after God. Chase him. Keep seeking. Asking. Knocking. Acronyms are ASK. Ask will do what he'll do what you ask for as long as it's within his will. But if you're just asking amiss, don't expect nothing. And if you're not living nothing, listen, God reigns on the just as well as the unjust. And Lord, I thank you that you do, because God, one day that was me. So Father, I thank you that your grace still covered me before I came to know you as my Lord and Savior. I thank you, God, that you did not cast me out, that you will not cast those out, oh God, that don't know you, God, but they still have an opportunity to come to you. Have the opportunity, God. Lord, let them know that you love them. You love them, that you created them, and that they still are yours. Their soul, their heart, their mind, their entire body. Everything that's going on in their lives, God, let them know that you care about them, that you died for them just like you did for me, just like you did for the next person that have come to know you. Let them know that you love them and they have the same opportunity and that you're standing right there waiting. So, Father, we thank you today for being such a just God. That you stand, oh God, and you reign on the just as well as the unjust. You bless them, oh God, and you bless us. But Lord, we just thank you and we pray that even our families, oh God, that you would touch our families. Touch our families, God. Touch our children, Lord. Protect our children, Lord. Protect Israel on today, God. Lord, protect them. Cover Jerusalem today, oh God. Bless your people, Lord. Hide them, God, in the name of Jesus. Heal fence around them, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you and we praise you, oh God. Lord, let your word go out today, oh God, with clarity and with understanding, but with no compromise and no apology, because you won't get it. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, God, that I'll be reading from your holy word, and it needs no apology. In the name of Jesus, Lord, have your way on this line today. Use me, God, as your vessel of honor, God. Lord, use me, Holy Spirit, speak. To say, Holy Spirit, speak what you would have the people to hear. Speak what they need to hear. Not what my flesh might want to say, but Holy Spirit. Going to be coming from the Holy Bible, so your word, God, will go out in the name of Jesus to a corner of the earth, and I pray, God, that someone's life will be changed in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray these and all prayers in Jesus' name. Hide me, God, that flesh will not get in the way. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. So much going on. So much going on. many things going on. But it's in the Word. It is written. Many things going on that many people don't have a clue about, but it is written. Hide something from many people today, the Bible, they'll never know. Because unless you open up the Bible, you know what's in the Bible. No matter what you're going through, you don't know how and how to go about it. You don't know how to wait on the Lord. You don't know how to seek the Lord for it. But the answer is in the Word of God. Then Sally is not in Sue. I don't have the answer for you. He has the answer for me. All day and nothing changed in my life. If I wanted to change, I got to trust the person who created me and is able to bring about the change. You can't change nothing in my life. Only God can, because I'm hidden in Him. He hide me, and you didn't die for me. Did. So if I got a problem, I'm going to take it to God in prayer. I know if I take it there, He'll leave it there. It out. Wait on Him and trust Him. God will work it out. So we just have to keep our hand in God's hand. Keep our mind stayed on Him. Don't let everything in this world and everything on every news channel sabotage your mind and your mindset about what God has already told us in Ezekiel and Daniel and in the book of Revelation. From the Word of God, but the end time book, Revelation, New Testament, which we are in because we are in the dispensation of grace. We're not under the law. So we do know Revelation exists. It's the last book of the 66 books that we have. Don't know how many books it ever was, and that's not my focus. Want to research it? That's on you. But for me, I'm comfortable with the 66. I'm good. So at the end of the day, for anybody to tell you there's no hell, which some pastors do, there's no such thing as hell. But right now, they're going through hell. So at the end of the day, I know there is a hell and there is a heaven. But we have a heavenly Father that loves us so much that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on Him shall not die but have everlasting life. Now, that's a God that loves us. His only begotten Son. We don't want to give nothing to nobody. Nothing. Not even, not talking about one of our children, because, oh boy. But Abraham was willing to give up Isaac. So sometimes God will test your heart to see, what do you love more than me? What do we have fallen in? We have fallen so in love with things until God can't do nothing with us. Because our gods, small g, have become what we possess. Degrees, how many conferences we put on. How many times we can show ourselves sitting in an airplane. How many times we can say, I got an assignment. Time you can say, oh, I just wrote another book. But did God tell you to write the book? Are you under the direction of the Holy Spirit? Is it leading and guiding you? Or are you doing it to try to be popular? There's nothing wrong with writing. But as long as you are writing what the Holy Spirit is telling you to write, but not if you're doing it for popularity, you're wasting your time. Words to yourself, because they're not of none effect. So I thank God. Yeah, we got to go back to the old landmark, and we got to keep first things first. And the love of God and salvation, you've got to receive Christ as your Savior. And I look, and I'm already preaching, whether we're in Revelation or not. If you don't think you're in Revelation, you're wrong, because you are in Revelation. Because I'm revealing some things to you that other people are scared to say to you, and I'm not. Get it right. I'm not afraid to say it. So I'm revealing some things to you that others won't say. I'm telling you straight up. Heaven or hell. You're going to live for God or you're going to live for Satan. You can't be lukewarm. He said, if you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. You can't hang with everybody. If everybody is okay and everything is okay, it's because you don't have a relationship with God. says that. God would minister to the people as many as came. He would minister to them and give them revelation about different things. And but his inner circle was his 12 disciples. And outside of that, we were the apostles. And outside of that circle, he had another inner circle, which consists of three. You can't hang with everybody. You can't say, well, I'm living for God, but I hang with everybody that believes in everything but God. But then why do you think you're so strong that if those are your hanging buddies, that's your lifestyle that you have never been delivered from? You can get behind a pulpit, but all it is just another sinner behind a pulpit telling lies. Got a lot of that going on. Get behind the pulpit, but we lie. We make it joke time. I mean, we act like it's a Steve Harvey show. And I love Steve Harvey. But that's not the time for that. That's not joke time. We're supposed to be giving people the word of God, something that they can hold on to receive salvation. We're supposed to be leading people to Christ. I'm not ministry. Yeah, I love watching the different shows that Steve Harvey's on. It's nothing wrong with watching clean shows and clean comedy. But when you put it in the pulpit, comes your message down. Come out of the pulpit, kneel at the altar, and ask God, what am I supposed to be doing? Sitting your tail on a bench and learning. And first of all, find out what you was called to do, because you know preaching was not your assignment. That was not your gift that God called you to. Oh, no, I know you don't like it, but I really don't care. But I'm just going to give it to you straight. Bottom line is, people are going to miss heaven from listening to a bunch of lies where people are afraid to tell people the truth. You can't live any kind of way and talk about you going to heaven. No, you're not. If you live in any kind of way, doing all kinds of things, stealing, backbiting, backstabbing from the church, stealing from anybody, mistreating people, jealous over everything anybody do or any place anybody go, God does in another person's life. If you're walking around lying about the word of God and then taking the word of God and distorting it, trying to make it fit your sin, and just lying straight out, it don't mean that. Well, if it didn't mean it, it wouldn't have been written. It's exactly what it says. But yes, you do have to take the word of God in proper context, know what was going on during that time and who the message was addressed to. And more than likely, you'll find somewhere in your life that it still applies. The word of God applies to all of us. In the Old Testament, it gave us, we always refer back to that because it shows you what are the consequences of those things. Thank God for grace, because during that time, you would have been killed if you just messed up in one area. You better thank God for grace. America's favor that you can't buy and that you cannot earn it. It's God's gift to you. Gift to you. It's a gift. God's unmerited favor. Stop. There's a heaven. Yes, there's a hell. Yes, there's a Father, there's a Son, and there's a Holy Spirit. Yes, God people with the Holy Spirit and they speak with other tongues. Yes, there's a process of sanctification that God has to pull all of that leftover stuff that the altar is not on you. I said it's a process. How do someone get delivered of everything that they've been dealing with all their life at once? Gradual process, and as time goes on and you live holy and you assemble yourself with the saints, you study your word and you pray, you'll start seeing that this is gone and that starts to drop off because God is taking those things away from you. There's a process of sanctification. You got to sanctify yourself, consecrate yourself, especially from the world, that you will be known. Your light will shine when you go out. If people are doing wrong, when they see you coming, guess what? They respect you so because of the way that you walk. They will take and hide what they have if they know that they're doing wrong. They'll try to hide it from you. And you just say, God bless you, and keep on walking. You know, y'all doing okay? And they answer you, you keep right on walking. I'm not there to judge you or to condemn you, but it's a respect because they know how you walk. Don't think that people aren't watching you. Yes, they are. And if you think so, then something is wrong with you. People are watching you. You don't have to be in Christ for people to watch you. They're going to watch you anyway because you said that, oh, I gave my life to Christ. Well, if you gave your life to Christ, then that means you're a Christian. If you're a Christian, then you should be walking as a Christian. Christ-like. Look like Christ is your daddy. From what I've seen, if you say you're a Christian, and that means you're Christ-like, you should have some of the attributes of your daddy. I'm still looking for it. I said, well, nothing I see resembles nothing about Christ. The personality, nothing. No integrity, no character. Kind of mess and think that it's okay. That mess will never make it in. When you stand before God, you're going to find out I put all my faith in a man and I didn't trust the word of God. I didn't go before God and ask for myself. I didn't seek God for answers for myself. And that man or that woman told me was nothing but lies and it led me straight to hell. But you're so busy getting caught up in what is familiar to you until you don't go out to God to see what is true. God is not calling us to familiarity, but he's calling us to divine truth. But you better be seeking the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now we're going to go to Revelation. Let's go and hear some truth. We stopped at verse 12. I'm real clear. I don't forget much. Verse 12, and we've been in the 21st chapter of Revelation, and I'm telling you, it goes slow because it's deep. And not really deep either, but you really have to explain it. And in verse 12, it reads, it had a massive and high wall. I always go back and listen to the previous message, but I can't preach those messages all over again. I'm going to start with a new message. So starting at verse 12, it said it had a Revelation 21, verse 12. It had a massive and high wall with 12 large gates. And at the gates there were stationed 12 angels. And on the gates the names of the 12 tribes of the son of Israel were written. The inclusion of the names of the 12 tribes of Israel and the 12 apostles foundations and gates of the city. 1 and verse 14 said the wall of the city had 12 foundation stones. The 12 names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. The Lamb is God. Lamb of God. It indicates that both Jews and Gentiles a part of the family of God, their eternity as one. So although it would, many would think Jews are distinct during the millennium, they will be one as children of living God for eternity. They all will be one. And Gentiles. Jerusalem here has 12 gates. There are 12 tribes of. This earthly Jerusalem is a replica of heavenly. There are 12 tribes creating God's covenant relationship with Israel. The people of the promises, these angels are stationed to attend to God's glory, serve people. And in verse 13, it says, look at Exodus 28 and 21. And I think I already pulled it. Exodus 28 and 21. So Exodus 28 and 21 reads, and the stones shall be with the names of the children of Israel. 12 according to their names, like the engraving of a signet. Everyone with his name shall they be according to the 12 tribes out of a different Bible. 13 said, on the east side, north side, three gates. On the south side, three gates. On the west side, three gates. On each side, three gates. These three gates is four. And I'm going to give you a little bit on that. Okay. North, east, south, and west. North, east, south, and west. I don't hear.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, this is Matters of the Heart broadcast with Apostle Dr. Susia Smallwood. We're having some little technical difficulties here. We lost her feed, so we're waiting for her to come back on in a minute. So we thank God for her. She's right now in the book of Revelations and also in the book of Exodus. We want to encourage everybody who's listening around the globe to study your word. Study the word specifically for the believers, right? To study your word. That you will be found worthy of the word, but we must all study the word each and every day. So I want to encourage everybody to continue to read that, and we're going to wait for Apostle to come back on, and we're just excited about you guys being here with us today. You know, one thing I love about Apostle, she brings the word to everybody who needs it and for those who will listen. So we want to make sure that everybody is excited about the word today. Hey, we're excited. Hey, for those who are listening, this is Matters of the Heart broadcast with Apostle Dr. Susia Smallwood. We had a little technical difficulty. She is back now, and we're getting ready to bring her back right now in the mighty name of Jesus. So as we bring on back the woman of God, y'all give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Apostle, you are back on the air. Thank you so much.
Amen. God bless you. Just in case, I wanna reiterate, I'm sorry for that. I don't know what happened, but anyway, let's keep going because I explained that I want to make sure that everybody gets that. So at the wall of the city, it had 12 foundations, stones, and on them the 12 names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. Now, at those gates, there were, and then the next verse says, wall of the city. Okay, I did that. It was of the Lamb. There are four gates, north, east, south, and west. And each gate, at the north gate, there's the gate of Reuben, the gate of Judah, and the gate of Levi. The east gate is the gate of Joseph, the gate of Benjamin, and the gate of Dan. The south gate is the gate of Simeon, the gate of Issachar, and the gate of Zebulun. The west gate is the gate of Gad, and the gate of Asher, the gate of Naphtali. Now, one day I'm going to give a much more in-depth teaching on the gates because I do have it, but that's what I'm going to give you right now since we're talking about the gates so you'll know what is at those gates. But at those gates, there has to be someone there to guard them because there are strongholds at each one of those gates. But I also have scripture that I can give you also that will help you to overcome those different strongholds that occur at those gates, because I'm telling you, it is no joke. And just going to give you an example really quick of what happens at those gates. And it's going to be very, very simple. I pray that can hear. At the gate of Gad, and the key for the gate of Gad, which is a west gate, stronghold there is the spirit of fear, the stronghold at the gate of Gad, and it manifests itself with anxiety, cancer, heart problems, height, inferiority, nightmares, poverty, a sense of danger, stress, you think the worst, you become timid, tormented, causes heart problems. So some of the scriptures that you can read to overcome some of these strongholds that occur at the gate of Gad, these are the 12 tribes of Israel, and these are the gates. So the scriptures, 2 Timothy 1 and 7, Psalm 34 and 4, Psalm 27, 1 through 3, and Psalm 27:13, John 14:27b, Matthew 6:34. I'm going to do a more in-depth teaching of that later on, but I just want to give you some idea of how that works. I don't know, but I'm really not holding. I don't know why I'm hearing. And the wall of the city had 12 foundation stones, and on them the 12 names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he who spoke to me had a golden measuring reed, a rod, to measure the city and its gates and its walls. Now, that's 15. This is like Ezekiel 40:3. And the measuring of the millennial, also the measuring of the tribulation temple described. All three measurements is showing the significance that shows what belongs to God. And then the next verse, it says, the city lies in a square, its length being the same as its width. And he measured the city with his reed, 12,000 stadia, about 5,500 miles. Its length and width and height are the same. That's verse 16. The city lies four square. The size of this city indicates that each border is approximately 1,500 miles long. Therefore, the dimensions of the city would be equal to the area from the eastern seaboard of the United States to Colorado on one side, and from the Canadian border to the southern tip of Florida on the other side. In addition to that, the length and the breadth city will be 1,500 miles high. This great size will afford sufficient space for the habitation of the saints from all ages of history. We see here that this city is a cube. How long is 1,500 miles? This city is 1,500 miles square and 1,500 miles high. In 17, it said, and he measured the wall thereof 144 cubits according to the measure of a man, that is of the angel. Eighteen inches or 1.5 feet times 144. The wall was 216 feet across. Just as in the Babylon, the walls were wide enough for chariot races. So the walls were wide enough for chariot races to occur. This is even wider than that. To emphasize the city's dimensions, they are literal and not mystical. John tells us that the measurements are given according to human measurements. And in 18, it says, the wall was built of jasper, while the city itself was of pure gold, clear and transparent like glass. Like glass. The massive walls was a material called jasper. This is the same diamond-like stone that was mentioned in verse 11, clear as crystal. Next, the city itself was pure gold, like clear glass. Imagine how God's glory will radiate throughout, light up the entire city. God's glory. Now, we know that God's glory, we can't look upon it. Say, even when Moses went up into the mountain for the Ten Commandments, when he went up, came down, the glory of God was so bright and so on him, he had to cover his face. The people could not look upon his face. That's just how radiant the glory of God is. That's just how strong God's glory is when his presence, God's glory, God's presence be upon even the people. When the people of God go into worship and praise, God's presence, everybody can't just be coming up on you and just want to just wrap it up. No. When a person is ministering and God's glory is on them, I said that's when God moves on all of the people. All of the people can feel the presence of God as you minister to the people and you minister to the needs of the people, and the Holy Spirit will let you know what the needs of the people are. That's why then the glory of God is heavy enough upon you that whatever they stand in need of, they will receive. All they got to do is open up and receive what God is saying. Whatever the man or woman of God is ministering to the people, they can receive it if they just open up their heart and don't get distracted. Let God do the work that you have to do. Come into God's house with an expectation that I will have an experience with the glory of God today, that it will manifest itself, that the Shekinah glory will saturate the room, and that it will fall on me, that the Holy Spirit will be so thick in the place that everybody will speak in tongues, that the Holy Spirit will fall on the people that haven't received the Holy Spirit yet. They will receive it because of the heritage of the glory that will be present, and it will not discriminate. Everybody that has a heart and are willing to receive, they will receive what God has for them. 21 and 16, it said, and the city lies for an Olympus as large as the breath. I think I read that. 17. And he measured the wall thereof, and 140. I read that one. So we're at 18, 21 and 18. And the building of the wall of it was of jasper, and the city was of pure gold. We get that one. It says clear as crystal, and the city itself is like clear. It's pure, was pure gold, like glass. The same diamond-like stone that was mentioned in verse 2. To the city itself was pure gold, like glass. That's how God's glory is going to radiate. Foundation of the walls were garnished with all manner of precious stones. That's 19 and 20. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third was chalcedony, the fourth was an emerald, the fifth, these are hardware, sardonyx, the sixth, sardis, the seventh was chrysolite, the eighth, beryl, the ninth, topaz, the tenth, Christopher, the 11th, these are hard, J-C-I-N-T-H, the 12th was an amethyst. Jasper is a diamond. Sapphire is a brilliant blue stone. Sardonyx, sky blue with colored stripes. Emerald, bright green stone. Sardonyx was red, white striped stone. The sardis, various shades of red. Chrysolite, transparent gold or yellow. Beryl is a stone, shades of green, yellow, and blue. Topaz is a yellow color stone. Pronounce it, but it's C-H-R-Y-S-O. R-A-S-U-S, that's a gold-tinted green stone. C-I-N-T-H, that's a blue or violet-colored stone. And amethyst, that is your purple stone. These brightly colored stones will refract the shining brilliance of God's glory into a spectrum of beautiful colors that will flash from New Jerusalem throughout the recreated universe. Now, these are the stones that, these brightly stones, they're going to refract. They're going to be bouncing off of the shining brilliance of God's glory into a spectrum of beautiful colors. They're going to flash from New Jerusalem throughout the recreated universe. We got something to look forward to. I've told you what these stones are, but I have a whole book on just stones and their meaning and what they look like and what they stand for. But at the end of the day, right now we're at down to Revelation 21. 21 is where we will start back on next Friday, unless Dr. Vaughn has something different. We will be starting back there. Revelation chapter 21, verse 21 on next Friday at 10 a.m. to 11. Right now, Dr. Vaughn, back into your hands. I pray that God will bless you. Go back and listen to the message. I know I shared a lot. A lot of you may not understand, but what you don't understand, you have to pray about it, because I didn't get it overnight either. You have to pray about it. Some of the words you have it from me, I spell them to you so you can look them up and see what they mean, because I've already looked them up. God bless you. Dr. Vaughn is back in your hands.
Oh, thank you so much, Apostle. Thank you so much. What a powerful word today, ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe. Amen. We want to encourage you folks, specifically those who are believers in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you must study to show yourself approved. That's what Apostle is sharing with us today, guys. We must do that. And we do this all the time in education, Apostle, as you know. People study to get that test passed, you know, whatever it is, whether it's a bachelor's degree, associate degree, your PhD, your certificate, whatever. You know, we have to study, folks. They're not just going to give you your PhD or your nursing degree just because you're a nice person. You got to pass the test.
Nope.
Amen. You got to pass the test, ladies and gentlemen. So that's what Apostle's saying. We must study, folks. And what a better word to study. What a better book to study than the Word of God, folks. This is the one that's going to keep your eternity forever and ever. Everything else is okay, but it ain't going to take you to heaven forever, folks. That's what Apostle's saying. You got to study in the areas that are going to take your soul to heaven forever in the mighty name of Jesus. So we must study the Word, folks, each and every day. So we thank God for Apostle. Yes, yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want to get in touch with Apostle, she is on Facebook. You can follow her on Facebook. Or if you want to get in touch with her, give me a call first at 404-401-0233. If you'd like to get in touch with her on prayer requests or even what she does in the community, or maybe just some wisdom, some things you just want her to counsel you on as well, specifically for the women all across the globe. So Apostle can help you in that area. But give me a holler as you hear this. You can hit me up on Facebook, guys, or on the social media and say, hey, I'd like to get in touch with Dr. Smallwood, and we'll give you her Facebook page, and she'll respond as she would like to in that area. So we thank God for Apostle today and the wonderful word of the Lord. Yes, yes. Amen. And ladies and gentlemen, I want you to put this on your calendar, guys. Put this on your calendar. Lord willing, we're here every Friday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with Apostle to help you in the Word, folks, to help you guide you in the Word today. And as you know, we need guidance. We need understanding. We need a word from the Lord, and that comes from the Apostle, folks. So we must pay attention to what is being said today in the Word. Apostle shared with us the book of Revelation. We highly recommend you start that study yourself as well, and also the books of Exodus she brought today as well. But if you need help in starting that, folks, please give us a holler. We'll be glad to help you. Also know that you can go directly to God through Jesus Christ now, even if you're not a believer, Apostle, even if you don't believe, and say, well, I want to believe, but I don't know what to do. Well, ask God. Say, God, I don't believe you, but I want to. Please reveal yourself to me, and he will do it, folks, because your heart matters, folks. Mm-hmm. Just the heart that we're talking about. Your heart is sincere, as Apostle's sharing with us. He will honor your prayer, folks. He will honor your request because he wants to love you. He wants to be with you. He wants to dwell with you each and every day. But he wants you to ask, too, as well. We must ask, folks. We must ask the Lord to help us. Powerful. So we thank you so much, Apostle, for sharing that gospel of Jesus Christ. It's powerful. Amen, amen, amen. So, ladies and gentlemen, we want you to have an awesome day on behalf of the network here and Apostle today. We want you to have a great rest of the day, and we want you to be intentional. We want you to be on purpose, folks, and we want you to have an awesome, awesome rest of the weekend as well. So thank God. Hey, we're going to leave you with a wonderful, wonderful song that the Apostle loves as well, and it's Let the Church Say Amen. And we want you to say amen today to yourself in Jesus' mighty name. Apostle, thank you so much. Have a great day. We're so glad you're back.
You too, Dr. Vaughn. Thank you so much.
Amen. We love you. And ladies and gentlemen, I want
you
to share this out.
Everyone that listen in.
Amen. We want you to share this out, ladies and gentlemen, so you never know who will be touched by the word of the Lord from the Apostle. Hey, this has been the Matters of the Heart broadcast with the Apostle. Dr. Susia Smallwood, we love you so much. God bless you, everybody.
Everybody
say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church,
say amen.
Yeah. Can I get a witness?
Let the church say amen.
To what his plans are.
Let the church
to what his word says. The church say, oh, lift your hands wherever you are and let the church.
Take care. Have a great day. And we'll see you next time on Matters of the Heart broadcast. Bye-bye.